Trump-endorsed MAGA extremist Bernie Moreno says he wants to move Ohio forward. He wants to make America great again. For whom? For people of color? For black people? Nah. Moreno is just looking out for himself and his white supremacist MAGA buddies. He doesn't believe in multicultural America and equality for all. Moreno was not for us and will never look out for us. We must re-elect Sherrod Brown, who's a champion for our community and all Ohioans. Vote for Sherrod Brown, November 5th.
Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Trump-endorsed MAGA extremist Bernie Moreno says he wants to move Ohio forward. He wants to make America great again. For whom? For people of color? For black people? Nah. Moreno is just looking out for himself and his white supremacist MAGA buddies. He doesn't believe in multicultural America and equality for all. Moreno was not for us and will never look out for us. We must re-elect Sherrod Brown, who's a champion for our community and all Ohioans. Vote for Sherrod Brown, November 5th.
Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
You're listening to The Happy Hour with Nick Sainert.
Look at him and tell me there's a God.
Then Enrique Alvarez Cleary. Sponsored by Empire Fence and Netting on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back. It is time for Weekend Picks. Nick Sainert, Rico, and Austin Orman joins us. What's up, Austin?
How we doing, guys?
Good. How are you?
Doing great.
Oh, you want to make some picks? There you go. Perfect. All right. We're going to have... Oh, yeah, perfect. Okay, sounds good. 402-464-5685. The Honda of Lincoln hotline and the Starter Hammond text line are open for you guys. As always, Nick Sainert, Rico, and Austin Orman. All right, Rico, it's time for Weekend Picks. We got to bring the music back. Here we go. There it is. There it is. Don't you forget it. Don't you forget it. So last year, just a reminder of the records, I went 79-51. Rico was 63-71. Austin
have to keep bringing that.
Austin was 58-64, and so we had it where once again there is a super lock which counts as double. But once to remind you, no financial advice,
none,
no
whatsoever,
no financial advice.
The push rule.
Yeah, sure. If you would like.
No, I don't care. I'm not going to. I'm asking for a friend.
Big fan of the push rule.
Never
big
worked.
Fan of the push rule.
Never worked, but a big fan.
Okay, sounds good. All right, we can bring back the push if you would like to. That's fine with me. All right, we got 9 games to go through.
Woo!
9 games. We're going to go pretty quick. First up, we'll start in the SEC-ACC matchup of number 14 Clemson against number 1 Georgia. Georgia, a 12-point favorite against the Clemson Tigers. Rico, what do you got?
I wasn't listening. I'm going to be completely honest.
Clemson is a 12-point underdog to number 1 Georgia. It's a neutral site game in Atlanta.
In the Benz.
Clemson can't be that bad, but I think Georgia is that good.
Okay.
Give me the Dawgs.
Austin?
Likewise.
Me too. I'm going to say Georgia as well. I don't want to believe Carson Beck is good, but I think he is.
Are you getting Stetson Bennett syndrome with Carson Beck?
I don't want to believe
potentially.
I don't want to believe that Cade Klubnik is that bad.
Also that.
Clemson has struggled to find a quality quarterback since Trevor Lawrence.
Yes.
Like DJ, as much as I love DJ Uiagalelei, he was not it.
Not
right.
Good.
And now Klubnik, they just haven't been able to find one. All right, next up, Penn State and West Virginia. The 8th-ranked Nittany Lions travel to Morgantown. Penn State is an 8-point favorite. The over-under for this game, 51.5. It's an 11 a.m. kick on Fox.
I am very confused as to why I keep seeing a lot of people excited for West Virginia in this one and thinking that they can pull an upset on a Penn State squad that has constantly underperformed.
Yep.
But not really lost a game that they shouldn't lose.
Yeah,
I'm going to take Penn State.
I think I saw this stat earlier today. I think in Penn State's last, 24 games,
mm-hmm.
where they were over a touchdown favorite, they're 19-4-1 against the spread. Nittany Lions.
I'm gonna take Penn State as well. Here's what's crazy. West Virginia, don't forget, prior to last season, we're going to fire their head coach, Neil Brown.
Yes.
They were about ready to fire him. And so they end up having a good season. They went to a bowl game last year. They bring Neil Brown back for another season. And now guess what? We're going to pick this one that I think is this year's Neil Brown. Miami and Florida. This game features two coaches that are in very interesting situations. Ever since Mario Cristobal and his handling of that matchup against Georgia Tech last year,
yeesh,
he has been on thin ice, as well as Billy Napier. Florida has the toughest schedule in the country this year. Miami, on the road, they start the Cam Ward experience against Graham Mertz, who had a very sneaky good year last year. Miami is a 2.5-point favorite on the road in the swamp.
Love Cam Ward. And I do not believe in Graham Mertz.
Okay.
No matter how good of a season he had, give me a Miami. Drain the swamp, as Miami is now saying.
Florida? You're chomping. Oh, my goodness. I'm gonna chomp it as well. I think Florida wins at home. I think Mario Cristobal. I think Billy Napier actually takes him to a bowl game this year. I think Florida's going to be okay. This one
are weird.
Features T.J. Finley, the former Texas State quarterback.
Former Auburn quarterback.
Going up against the Alabama Crimson Tide. And number 5, Jalen Milroe. Alabama, a 31.5-point favorite at home against Western Kentucky. 59.5 is the over-under. It's a 6 p.m. kickoff on ESPN.
Big fan of Big Red and the Hilltoppers, but I think Alabama is going to be too much. The Kalen DeBoer era starts with a huge victory.
So you're not a big fan of Big Red?
I'm not a big fan. I am a fan of Big Red.
Okay. Yeah. Roll Tide.
Alabama. I'm taking Alabama as well. Okay.
I don't
care about
nothing but the Tide.
So far, the only only game that we have different is the Miami Florida one. All right.
Shout out to Cam Ward.
This one is a Big Ten team. It's going to be on the Big Ten Network, if you can believe it, at 6:30 p.m.
BTN, baby.
The Idaho Vandals on the road in Eugene against number 3 Oregon and Heisman favorite Dylan Gabriel. It is Oregon's first game on Big Ten Network tomorrow night, 6:30 p.m. Oregon, a 43.5-point favorite.
43.5 is too low.
Too low for Oregon.
That's too low. Dylan Gabriel's about to light it up. Dan Lanning wants to make his mark on Big Ten Network.
What if we get App State Michigan 2.0?
Don't.
Hello.
What if we get App State Michigan 2.0?
This isn't happening.
Like, what if?
Who are you taking, Austin?
Do it. Go ahead.
Ducks.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I'm going to, just for fun, I'm going to take Idaho.
Just for fun?
I'm going to take the Vandals.
Aren't they from Idaho?
Not super locking, but I'm going to take Idaho. All right.
I know they play in a dome.
Next game.
Moscow, Idaho.
Yeah, I know.
One that we talked about yesterday. One game that I'm going to be paying a lot of attention to. The number 7 Notre Dame Fighting Irish at number 20 Texas A&M. You're kicking off the Mike Elko era. You're kicking off the Riley Leonard at quarterback era.
The Trev Alberts era
in football. College game day is there. 6:30 kick on ABC. What we got?
If there was a camera just dedicated to Marcus Freeman on the sideline, Nick would buy that subscription in a heartbeat.
Okay.
It was not a denial.
Just wanted to see what he would say. This is a tough one because I want to pick against Notre Dame to break Nick's little heart.
Okay.
But I don't believe in Texas A&M.
Oh, by the way, Texas A&M is a 3-point favorite.
Yeah, I don't believe in Texas A&M and Mike Elko. And I really like Riley Leonard. I think I'm going to go with Notre Dame.
That's a good pick.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat as Rico. I'm not sold on Riley Leonard at the next level, but he's a productive enough college player. I think I like the Notre Dame secondary. And maybe I need to do more research on A&M, but I just don't think they'll be that level week one under Elko. So I'm going to super lock the Domers.
Ooh,
wait,
okay.
Question. Mike super Elko was the Duke head coach.
Mm-hmm.
Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
Trump-endorsed MAGA extremist Bernie Moreno says he wants to move Ohio forward. He wants to make America great again. For whom? For people of color? For black people? Nah. Moreno is just looking out for himself and his white supremacist MAGA buddies. He doesn't believe in multicultural America and equality for all. Moreno was not for us and will never look out for us. We must re-elect Sherrod Brown, who's a champion for our community and all Ohioans. Vote for Sherrod Brown, November 5th.
Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
We know there's power in our numbers. We've seen the impact we make when we stand together. So let's stand with candidates who represent us in Washington, D.C., not extremist Bernie Moreno. If elected, Moreno could make the Radical Project 2025 playbook a reality, endangering our democracy and our hard-won rights and freedoms. Together, we can stop Moreno and his allies from reversing everything our ancestors fought for: Social Security, voting rights, and more. Sherrod Brown always stands up for the well-being of our community, capping the price of life-saving drugs like insulin and cracking down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in black neighborhoods. Black power is in our votes. Let's use it today. Vote now to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Does he know all the tips and tricks to slow down Riley?
I don't think Notre Dame's power is going to be their offense. It's their defense this year. Their defense is really, really good. All right, Akron
travels to
Columbus. Here we go. The spread went down.
Oh, dang it.
Ohio State is a 48.5 point favorite.
Who's hurt?
It went down a whole point and a half. 48.5.
What does Vegas know?
On the road in Columbus. It's a 2:30 kickoff. Guest channel, CBS.
Wow.
This is CBS's first Big Ten game.
They had one last year.
Excuse me.
Or a couple last year.
First of the year.
I was going to say, that's
the year. You go, sorry. 2:30 p.m. kick on CBS. Because, yeah, Nebraska-Iowa was on CBS. Yep. 2:30 kick on CBS. Ohio State, 48.5 point favorite. The over-under, 57.5.
What's the weather look like? Is there any lightning?
Not enough.
That's the only chance that Akron's going
to
have.
To cover?
To win.
Okay.
Or to not lose.
83 is the high tomorrow. I see a couple raindrops here. Partly cloudy skies, a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible.
If a stray shower hits,
Morning thunderstorms.
Ooh. Morning. Okay. Okay, so the field's going to be wet. Give me Akron to cover.
Whoa. Okay. Akron covers.
Let's go Zips.
All right.
Again, we talked about this yesterday. Akron probably scores more than Zip, but I will take Ohio State big.
I have Ohio State as well. Okay, here's this one before we get to our final one of the day. We haven't had enough weird ones.
Where are we going?
We are going to go to a game that is being played at 6 p.m.
Wait, I figured it out.
I'm hoping you're doing the directional Illinois Bowl.
I figured it out. I know what it is.
Hold on one second. I need to make sure.
He told me it was Tarleton State.
No, it's not.
Oh, nope. Is it not that? You didn't choose
against
that one?
Against Dave Aranda.
It is not.
They're only four touchdown favorites.
No, hold on. We'll get there.
Your man's.
This is being played in a town. Hold on. I can find this out real
quick. Come on. Let's go.
Hold on one second.
You had all this time to prepare.
I know, but now I want to.
You want to double check him.
I want to. Okay. This is played in Nashville at the home site of the Blue Raiders. Tennessee Tech travels to Middle Tennessee State. Joe Gantz, the former Husker, coaches the Middle Tennessee State tight ends. He is entering his first year with Middle Tennessee State.
Shout out Joe Gantz.
After he departed from Northern Iowa, would have came back to Nebraska last year, or this year, excuse me, if he would have stuck around one more year.
How dare he?
The over-under on this game is 52.5. It's kicking off at 6 p.m. on ESPN+. The Blue Raiders of Middle Tennessee, 23.5 point favorites over Tennessee Tech.
What's Tennessee Tech's mascot?
This is very important.
I'm gonna be honest. Golden Eagles.
Thank you.
I have it pulled up right
now. Blue Raiders are better than Golden Eagles, Middle Tennessee.
See, I'm just worried about a trap game for Tennessee Tech because they got Georgia next week.
They got Georgia next week. So. Oh, no.
So I think Middle Tennessee's a bit of a trap game for our beloved Tennessee Tech Golden Eagles. So give me the Blue Raiders.
It's a clean sweep. We're all taking the Blue Raiders.
Do you think Tennessee Tech is going to rest some of their starters to get ready to take on Georgia?
I wouldn't put it past them. If they get down touchdowns by the first quarter, yeah, I may as well just put them on the bench and get Georgia.
Hold on.
That is awesome.
Take care of business.
All right, should we do the side bet first before we talk Nebraska?
Yes.
You're in charge.
Okay. The side bet.
For now.
Baylor quarterback Daquan Finn.
Yes.
I knew it.
Over under. Over under 4.5 total touchdowns
under
against Tarleton State on Saturday. Baylor is a 27.5 point favorite. The game's played on ESPN Plus at 6 p.m. 27.5, 4.5 touchdowns.
Uh-huh.
That includes passing, rushing, receiving.
Return.
Sure.
It includes it.
Yes.
It does.
Yes.
Technically.
Yeah. 27.5 point favorite is Baylor. 6 p.m. kickoff on ESPN Plus. The former Toledo quarterback out of the MAC, Daquan Finn, transfers to Baylor, plays for Dave Aranda. This is a personal favorite
for
me.
You can give me all of the facts and all of the words that you want.
Over 4.5?
You can keep saying over, under 4.5. It's under. He's not going to score 4. He's not going to score 5 touchdowns by himself.
Well, it's not by himself. He's got to pass for 4 and run for 1.
Handing the ball off doesn't count.
Cam Rising scored through 5 and 10 passes last night.
Well, Cam Rising's a better quarterback.
I don't know. Cam Rising's on that AARP discount,
hey,
man.
You leave Cam Rising alone.
I'm worried about how Daquan Finn adjusts to the Power 5 level.
He's not playing Power 5. He's playing Tarleton State.
He gets four.
I felt like 4.5 was a good line.
It's a good line.
I'm taking over. We know better.
He's going to get some touchdowns stolen by his running back. It's fine.
Everything goes right.
Yeah. Let's please cut the music.
Cut the music.
We're dead serious now, folks.
Taking place at Memorial Stadium tomorrow afternoon, 2:30 p.m. kickoff on Fox. It'll be after the 11 a.m. game of Penn State, West Virginia. The UTEP Miners out of El Paso, Texas, travel to Lincoln to face off against the Nebraska Cornhuskers, and the era of Dylan Raiola begins. Year 2 under Matt Rhule, the over-under 49.5, Nebraska, a 27.5 point favorite. Rico.
44-3.
Oh, okay.
I think the defense does a really good job against this UTEP defense, but there's going to be one or two broken plays that end up happening that get UTEP into field goal range.
All right.
They hit one of them. One of them gets blocked.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. So he's taking Nebraska. Austin.
I don't think UTEP has a receiver as good as Smoke Harris was last year.
Okay. La Tech offense coordinator from last year is at UTEP right now. That's why you bring it up.
Yep.
For context.
Why did it not give me the game logs? I want the game logs.
Context clues.
Looking at the line, if it's 27.5, predicting a 38-10,
that is correct.
A win, give or take. And that seems about right. Give me UTEP to cover. I could see, a Fetty whopping a 38-17. Okay. I could see a 38-14 sort of game. Maybe 38-10, late touchdown tacked on for UTEP to cover.
Okay. I'm taking Nebraska. Super lock them.
I forgot about the super.
What do you want a super lock, Rico? Notre Dame?
He wants a super lock Daquan Finn. Again?
Real quick.
Yeah, you want a super lock Daquan Finn under?
Honestly? Yeah. Well, let's do it.
You are an idiot. I can't wait.
I'm switching to Texas A&M super lock.
No, I'm not.
That's awesome. All right, there you go. There we have it.
What's Austin's super lock?
Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
Oh, you super lock Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, smart man. All right, that'll do it.
You have an unhealthy obsession with Marcus Freeman.
It's not Marcus Freeman. Now it's turning into Notre Dame. I just enjoy Notre Dame.
You have an unhealthy obsession with the Golden Domers.
That is true. Anyway, that'll do it for Weekend Picks. Once again, don't forget, last year, Rico was 63-71. Super locks count for 2.
Oh, that's the only one you're going to read?
Super locks count for 2. Rico, been a pleasure.
It's been great, man.
Good week.
Great times.
We're out of here. Austin, what do you guys got coming up really quickly?
We'll talk about Steph Curry's extension with the NBA guy Strike. We'll get into the top 3 games to watch this weekend and then some Husker football season and game predictions in the 3 o'clock
hour.
There
you go. We'll talk to you tomorrow from the pregame show, the Ticket Tailgate pregame. Join us. Rico, take it away.
Gone forever. Adios.
Trump-endorsed MAGA extremist Bernie Moreno says he wants to move Ohio forward. He wants to make America great again. For whom? For people of color? For black people? Nah, Moreno is just looking out for himself and his white supremacist MAGA buddies. He doesn't believe in multicultural America and equality for all. Moreno was not for us and will never look out for us. We must re-elect Sherrod Brown, who's a champion for our community and all Ohioans. Vote for Sherrod Brown, November 5th.
Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.